Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny on a Friday, June 24th, 2022. Welcome in our Richmond audience right now. First time today, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. They are with us for 3 hours. We've been on the flagship here in D.C., 106.7 The Fan, for the last hour, and we are taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Nats are in Texas, playing a little later than normal, taking on the Rangers. They have not been there in forever, by the way.
When was the last time they were there? Do you remember? I don't.
It has been 5 years, maybe? Something like that?
I couldn't tell. I don't remember ever seeing Nationals Rangers on my telecast.
You don't get it very often. Yeah. First time to Globe Life Park, which is one of the newest baseball facilities in all the country and is supposedly really, really pretty. Very nice option to be indoors, obviously. So they'll be in air conditioning tonight in the heat of the summer out in Texas. But we'll get you a preview on that game as we get closer to first pitch later in the show. Remember, Ryan McDonough stops by at 5 in 2 hours. We'll ask him about last night's NBA draft and the newest Washington Wizard, Johnny Davis. And coming up at 4:25, Does Ryan Know It? Our assistant producer takes to the microphone. You are trying to win tickets to the GD Comedy Show by determining whether or not he knows very basic, historical, and pop culture-y things.
Common knowledge, really, is what it's about. Common knowledge.
Let's get to the phones, 800-636-1067. As a Commanders fan, how much better do you feel than you did a couple of years ago? Ron Rivera, entering year three, says, judge us on my time here, not before me. So we are doing that. Billy's in Annapolis. Hello, Billy.
Hey, guys. So, like, I hear a lot of people calling in and just basically saying how terrible the fan experience is. Now, granted, I'm going to be real honest with you. We know that they haven't had a great product on the field, but I'm a season ticket holder, and I look back at my season last year and going to the games. We had three really exciting games that went down to the wire, two of them with the walk-off win against the Giants. Then we had the big interception in the end zone against Seattle, and we beat Tampa. So those were great. But here's the thing that I notice about the upcoming season that really has me feeling pretty excited about it. One, the schedule's a lot easier. And from a season ticket holder perspective, here's what I think the Redskins or the Commanders have done that is absolutely phenomenal. This is the perk and benefit of having a poor product on the field. They offer more. So this year, I'm not sure if you know, but in the corners of the club level, they've ripped out all of those seats, and they've installed high-top tables and chairs.
Yeah, we've talked about
it. We've seen
that,
yeah.
I love
all in favor of that. Yeah, it looks awesome.
So here's the catch, though. So that's what I ended up doing. I moved my seats from being closer to the 45-yard line over into the corner. I got the high tops. I'm excited about that. But with those tickets, I also have included, as part of my season ticket plan, free food. So you go to the Washington Gold Club, you get your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your pizza, your chips, your water, your soda. But in addition to that, I was able to also negotiate two free parking passes because I have four tickets. And on top of that, they include free beer and free cut water cocktails. So you don't have to pay for pretty much anything while you're there.
It's pretty incredible. Now I'm imagining it's a pretty expensive ticket. Having said that, though, I think that has a chance to be a really cool experience for you, right?
Absolutely. And the tickets weren't terrible when you spread it out over the games. I mean, two tickets is $5,000. So, I mean, I don't think that's terribly expensive for a full season worth of football.
So $2,500 a pop, right?
Yeah, $2,500 a pop. I got four of them, so I'm $10,000 in, and they spread my payments out throughout the year. It's not terrible.
So that's $277 per for the regular season games. Now, obviously, they charge you, I guess, for preseason as well. So it's basically $250 per if you count the preseason game. I mean, look, that's expensive. There's no other way around it. But I'm not a person that sits here and complains about tickets being expensive. You know what else is expensive?
Gas. Everything. Yeah, everything.
You know what else is expensive? Going to a restaurant. I used to go get chicken wings 6 months ago. And I would sit there and I'd get a Diet Coke and 10 wings, and it would cost $14. Now I get a Diet Coke and 10 wings, and it costs $19. Everything's expensive. You go to a concert, you pay a cable bill, it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to crush them for the prices of the tickets. What I do care about, though, is experience. If I'm going, you can't guarantee me a win. I'm not owed a win. I'm not even owed a good performance from the team, although I'd like to have a process that gives me a chance to see a team that puts the right product or a competitive product on the field. But I want an experience. And the opportunity to get food and drinks and all those things brought to me by a waiter or waitress, and I can just stand at the table, and the only thing I've got to worry about missing a play for is if I have to go to the bathroom. Like, that's a pretty
cool
thing.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
There's only so many things they can do at FedEx. I will always say that, and while it sounds like a defense of the team, it's not my intention. I think that's a terrible stadium that is necessarily nobody's fault who's there right now. Remember the history of that stadium. Jack Kent Cook built FedEx Field with his own money on a lot that he'd bought because he wasn't going to get money or didn't try to get money, I don't know which, from Maryland. We're talking about this now with Dan Snyder, right? So he decided, I'm going to buy a plot of land. The only place he could do that was out by US Air Arena out there at FedEx Field. So he purchased that land, and then he built the stadium as fast as possible. My understanding is they broke records at how fast they built that stadium for the size and scope of the stadium. Based on the fact, again, my understanding was he was not in great health. And so his goal was to have
this
thing
done,
built that they could play in this big, huge, new, awesome stadium, in his mind, so that he could see them play there. Ultimately, the stadium became Dan Snyder's, and you can certainly blame him for early on adding seats and doing a lot of things that didn't help the problem. But that stadium is actually, we can make a list of a million things that Dan Snyder's done terribly and that this organization has screwed up under his watch. I don't think FedEx Field is one of them. Now, it's a fair critique to say they have done a bad job at either keeping it up to date or whatever, because what I really think happened was, this was the Bruce Allen group, I believe they looked at upkeeping FedEx Field as like adding money to a home you were going to sell.
Sunk cost.
So you live in this house, you're moving soon. Soon could be 10 years, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, soon is as soon as they thought it
was. But they're like, are we really going to dump $22 million or a $50 million renovation? Or now we're going to be out of here soon enough. And the whole thing is just caving in around them. And it's like an eroding, molding, gross house that you have refused to fix. So more and more stuff is now crappy because you thought you weren't going to be there, and you ended up being there way longer than you ever thought.
And that's my counter, is that they haven't done everything they can to make it a nice place to be.
But is that this group?
Yes, that's partly this group. Not all of it. Certainly, they can't. They're not responsible for 2013 maintenance that was deferred. They're not responsible for anything before they got here. What they are responsible for is, did you do everything you possibly could? I have no idea. I don't have a checklist in front of me. I'm not like a building inspector or a stadium inspector. I just know that I bet you somebody could have spent some money. Somebody could have had a budget item. And whether that's Snyder's call and Jason Wright's hamstrung or hands are tied, I have no idea.
Yeah, they should just dump. And I'm not smart enough to know what they're doing exactly.
Right.
Like $50 million into the rest of their time at that stadium to make sure that no one dies, number one.
We shouldn't have to say that, but it's like it's on the table now.
Including Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And nobody gets wet from things leaking all over them next year. And just basic stuff that
that's
has
the
to
minimum
be done.
Standard. Yeah. So things need to work. So all the plumbing things, I don't know how to do plumbing, but you need a plumber for that. Someone who could do plumbing at a stadium level. That's not just you got to snake the latrine around the way. This is like something that's massive, a systemic type thing. That's going to cost a lot of money. I have no idea if they spend it or not. I don't have line items, I don't have receipts, I don't have an audit.
I have an idea though that, again, I don't know how they feel now, right? But what I've based things on was they didn't resod the field in season for years and years and years. And I always thought that was outrageous. They finally started to do that. I think it was the end of Bruce Allen before this group. But even then, I mean, the resodding of the field was the base level, necessity to get through a year with the least amount of torn ACLs on that crappy surface at FedEx Field, right? They didn't do that. And really what they should have done was invest a lot of money to actually dig 4 feet down and replant a lot of things and grow a lot of things, which guess what they did? This group finally did that before last year. And so those little types of things that I do know where they were reluctant to spend the money even to resod, and they would hide behind, you know, Bruce Allen would say, well, we need a break in the schedule. It takes 3 weeks for the grass and 2 weeks for this and that. So some years he would say they couldn't do it for that reason. All of a sudden they started doing it almost every year whenever they'd have the most time in November into December.
Uh-huh.
But like this group basically spent an offseason, I think it was last offseason, where they just said, we're digging up major construction. Someone smarter than me would have to explain what happened, but several feet into the ground to make this field grow better and be the best possible.
Yeah, they use words like aeration. I'm like, totally.
And it seemed to work.
Yes, it did.
So that's an example, I would say, of when we're saying fix basic things. All right.
That's one.
That's tangible. We can see that the last group didn't want to do that, and you did. So I wonder how many things like that that we don't see they are doing.
Yeah, and again, it always goes back to the dynamic, right, where Jason Wright's out front. He's speaking to things, and he's, you know, he's got a social media, and he's got, you know, microphones, and he could get in touch with whoever he wants.
He's got a microphone glass.
But, like, how much is Snyder saying, you've got $500, you make it last? Like, how much is that, or how much is Jason Wright empowered to do whatever he wants in terms of, you know, stadium logistics or getting people in and out, or, you know, giving people those perks, or, you know, getting rid of bringing those yards back that season ticket holders were accruing at one point? I have no idea. I have no idea what his mandate is. I have no idea if he's got unlimited resources to do whatever he wants. I have no idea if he's basically just trying to make chicken salad out of the expired peanuts. I have no clue.
You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. We weren't even necessarily talking about on field, do you feel better? But that in and of itself is a great conversation we could have at some point in the near future. Our buddy Guylo says, I feel no different. Last dying years of Gruden, we had a jag at quarterback, a bad defense, and the best players were McLaurin, John Allen, and Tressway. Anything different under Mr. MapQuest? Which is a funny way to refer to Riverboat Ron. But I did bring this up last week,
yeah.
And I think this is a fairly damaging critique of this regime. Not Rivera specifically, but just larger the last couple years. Who are their best players on their team right now? On offense, it's Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin.
On defense, it's John Allen.
Yes.
You inherited both of those players. Rivera was hired by the then Redskins in January of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Yes.
We're halfway to January 23. I mean, you're talking about two football seasons, 2.5 years, 3 off seasons of running this thing, and your best player on offense, your best player on defense, your best player on special teams are all guys that were here when you got here. That's not great. Now, if it was Davante Adams or Aaron Rodgers on offense, if it was T.J. Watt on defense, of course, your best player is going to be that guy. That's not really the case.
No.
McLaurin has never been to a Pro Bowl, best player on offense. Allen just went to his first Pro Bowl, best player on defense. Tressway's way has been to one. He's a punter. Your best player on specials. But I don't even know how much competition there is.
Well, and you also don't want to start pulling the
thread. Third is Daron Payne, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, he was here. Or Montez Sweat, he was here.
Yeah. Do you want to start pulling the thread of who they did acquire? We could do that, because that did look real good for the Rivera regime, other than, you know, Jamin Davis and William Jackson and Curtis Samuel, and you go down the line.
Well, hang on a second. Let's workshop this. Their best player is, are you going McLaurin or Allen?
McLaurin.
Okay, good. I love Terry. Second best player then is Allen.
Allen.
I would say Allen last year had a better season, but that's fine. Third best player.
I'm listening. I'm thinking. It's probably Daron Payne, unless it's Cam Curl.
Curl could be their guy to hang their hat on.
He's sneaky, really good.
He's theirs. Now Kyle Smith's department drafted him, but Ron Rivera oversaw that, and it was his first draft class when he was a seventh rounder. So you give them credit for that. But Payne and Sweat are in the top five.
Yes,
I would think you'd have Sweat over Young right now, right?
I would,
If that's the case, at best, one of their five best players was brought in by you, and it's been three off seasons. Like, that's crazy. And it's, again, it's not like we're talking about stars you inherited, where you are the coach of the Vikings, and you've got Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. Like, well, no one's going to supplant them because they're the best in the league at their position.
If Andy Reid retires and you walk in, yeah, you inherited Pat Mahomes. Right. Yeah, okay, it ain't that.
It's not that at all. It should be really easy to start supplanting these guys with star players that you develop and groom or spent money on, and they just haven't done that. It's kind of revealing to think about. Nick's in Alexandria. What's up, Nick?
So, I'm eating in the car. I heard you guys talking about the stadium.
Whoa, Nick.
You can't brush past that, Nick. Not with us.
Very important development here. What are you eating?
I'm eating some Belvita breakfast biscuits.
Belvita breakfast
Belvita. That's a B. Belvita.
Belvita.
Is this Belvita. Like what they give you on a plane or something?
Yeah, it is. It is. So I snagged some from the office on my for my drive home.
Yeah, you know what these are. Yep. You give them in like two at a time in the little plane. They're those little cracker cookies.
Yeah, they're thin. They're not flat. They've got a third dimension, but it's not like a thick cracker. It's a long with the kind of the horseshoe shape at the top.
I'm looking. Is it the yellow packaging with like the vanilla wafer?
You are 100%. They are also delicious.
1.76 ounces, 7-Eleven. I can Amazon them right now for $1.76.
Did you go standard or blueberry?
Standard.
Standard.
I didn't go off the reservation with the blueberry.
I get you.
You know, it's just, yeah.
Now, can I get some health facts on this? What kind of like carb sugar situation? They're 230 cals per pack, I see. But what are we looking at in terms of sugar consumption?
Total fat, 8 grams, saturated 0.5, which is 3% of your daily value.
Okay. Not the way I do it.
Total carbs are 35 grams, which is 13%.
That's tough.
And the total sugars are 11.
11 sugars is a lot of sugars, but I'll tell you what, I'm very fat, so that sounds wonderful. And grade them on a 20-80 scouting scale as a snack. This is not as a meal, just as a snack. 50 is average, 60 is plus, 70 is elite, 80 is a first all, best all time.
65.
Wow, that's very high.
It's got a good crunch to it.
Yep.
So the reason
it is, and when you want them, they satisfy, and you don't feel like a pig after eating them.
So that last part's important, but Danny, there's nothing that's a 65 that they're giving you for free on an airplane. That would be my counter argument.
Well, I think the best pretzels you could get on an airplane are probably 60s.
Pretzels are great, but they're not above a 60.
Yeah.
I mean, 65, we're talking about going to an all-star game, waving on the big screen at Dodger Stadium in mid-July.
These are sweet. These are sweet with just a little bit of sweetness. They take the edge off.
They're very good.
They are advertised as breakfast. Breakfast, you know, snacks. So they're versatile for throughout the day. Kind of a jack-of-all-trades snack.
So I was going to grade them a true 50.
Jack-of-all-things.
I was going to give them a true 50. I'm going to bump them up 5 to a 55 based on the versatility of breakfast or lunch.
Yeah, I love the idea they just say we're breakfast, man. Like, how dare you? Like, that's ballsy. Yeah,
that's up to me to decide.
Right. I'll let you know what you are.
But, Nick, you called us. What do you got?
All right. So you were talking about the stadium and, you know, it brought something up. I work in commercial real estate. I was working for a general contractor a couple years, many moons ago, not many, but a little bit ago. And we got asked to go take a look at some work out at FedEx. Lifelong guy, you know, Redskins, you guys are talking about it. I'm stuck. It is what it is. But so we went and looked at this work, and another general contractor had it originally, and they walked off, and the organization was kind of, you know, poo-pooing them. So we go, we price it up, we do all of this. You're like, hey, it's always cool to do work, you know, at a stadium and the skins and all of that. And as an example, say the work costs $2 million, and a solid $2 million, you know, not gouging, but, you know, that's what it's going to cost. They come back and be like, well, can you do it for $1 million and we'll give you a discount on some luxury seats, luxury boxes. And so that's how they do business on the facility stuff. And then come to find out nobody wants to do work for them because that's what they do. You give them a reasonable price. They come back with an obscenely low price. Oh, and then they weren't offering the luxury boxes. They were just offering you a discount to buy them from them. So they're going to pay you less than what it costs. And then want you to spend money on box seats.
Appreciate you.
Thanks,
buddy.
Dude. Good, first of all, good snack. Second of all, good info on the call. I mean, none of that surprises me, to be honest with you. And obviously, I can't prove any of that. And I have no idea. I haven't seen a report about it.
A person saying it.
But those sorts of, at that level, yeah, they're trying to win. I mean, we're a day removed from Snyder not liking a deal that he signed and agreed to and allegedly having men in his employ dump milk into the suite of the person he did business with that he didn't like. So, yeah, none of that surprises me. When you get to that level of billionaire, that's the Tom Petty regime.
I still can't believe that story. It's amazing. But when I say I can't believe it, I don't mean literally, because I totally believe that it happened. It's just one of those that it's an all-timer. On Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, you can hit us up as we go to tell us things like this from Ulysses, I think is how you say it. Nats have not played the Rangers in Texas since 2005. Only city Zim never played in. Last trip to Texas supposedly was their first year ever in existence.
Tip of the cap for that nugget right there.
How about it? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got a couple of ideas for new segments we want to workshop and have you guys discuss amongst yourselves. Maybe we'll have you vote on via social media. We'll tell you about those next as we hit the heat of the summer here on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny on a Friday, June 24th, 2022. Welcome in our Richmond audience right now. First time today, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. They are with us for 3 hours. We've been on the flagship here in D.C., 106.7 The Fan, for the last hour, and we are taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Nats are in Texas, playing a little later than normal, taking on the Rangers. They have not been there in forever, by the way.
When was the last time they were there? Do you remember? I don't.
It has been 5 years, maybe? Something like that?
I couldn't tell. I don't remember ever seeing Nationals Rangers on my telecast.
You don't get it very often. Yeah. First time to Globe Life Park, which is one of the newest baseball facilities in all the country, and is supposedly really, really pretty. Very nice option to be indoors, obviously. So they'll be in air conditioning tonight in the heat of the summer out in Texas. But we'll get you a preview on that game as we get closer to first pitch later in the show. Remember, Ryan McDonough stops by at 5 in 2 hours. We'll ask him about last night's NBA draft and the newest Washington Wizard, Johnny Davis. And coming up at 4:25, Does Ryan Know It? Our assistant producer takes to the microphone. You are trying to win tickets to the GD Comedy Show by determining whether or not he knows very basic, historical, and pop culture-y things.
Common knowledge, really, is what it's about. Common knowledge.
Let's get to the phones, 800-636-1067. As a Commanders fan, how much better do you feel than you did a couple of years ago? Ron Rivera, entering year three, says, judge us on my time here, not before me. So we are doing that. Billy's in Annapolis. Hello, Billy.
Hey, guys. So, like, I hear a lot of people calling in and just basically saying how terrible the fan experience is. Now, granted, I'm going to be real honest with you. We know that they haven't had a great product on the field, but I'm a season ticket holder, and I look back at my season last year and going to the games. We had three really exciting games that went down to the wire, two of them with the walk-off win against the Giants. Then we had the big interception in the end zone against Seattle, and we beat Tampa. So those were great. But here's the thing that I notice about the upcoming season that really has me feeling pretty excited about it. One, the schedule's a lot easier. And from a season ticket holder perspective, here's what I think the Redskins or the Commanders have done that is absolutely phenomenal. This is the perk and benefit of having a poor product on the field. They offer more. So this year, I'm not sure if you know, but in the corners of the club level, they've ripped out all of those seats and they've installed high top tables and chairs.
Yeah, we've talked
about seen that. Yeah, that.
I love
all in favor
looks
of that. Yeah, it looks awesome.
So here's the catch, though. So that's what I ended up doing. I moved my seats from being closer to the 45-yard line over into the corner. I got the high tops. I'm excited about that. But with those tickets, I also have included, as part of my season ticket plan, free food. So you go to the Washington Gold Club, you get your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your pizza, your chips, your water, your soda. But in addition to that, I was able to also negotiate two free parking passes because I have four tickets. And on top of that, they include free beer and free Cutwater cocktails. So you don't have to pay for pretty much anything while you're there.
It's pretty incredible. Now I'm imagining it's a pretty expensive ticket. Having said that, though, I think that has a chance to be a really cool experience for you, right?
Absolutely. And the tickets weren't terrible when you spread it out over the games. I mean, two tickets is $5,000. So, I mean, I don't think that's terribly expensive for a full season worth of football. And,
so $2,500 a pop, right?
Yeah, $2,500 a pop. I got four of them, so I'm $10,000 in, and they spread my payments out throughout the year. It's not terrible.
So that's $277 per for the regular season mm-hmm. games. Now, obviously, they charge you, I guess, for preseason
right.
as well. So it's basically $250 per if you count the preseason game. I mean, look, that's expensive. There's no other way around it. But I'm not a person that sits here and complains about tickets being expensive. You know what else is expensive?
Gas. Everything. Yeah, everything.
You know what else is expensive? Going to a restaurant. I used to go get chicken wings 6 months ago, and I would sit there and I'd get a Diet Coke and 10 wings, and it would cost $14. Now I get a Diet Coke and 10 wings, and it costs $19. Everything's expensive. You go to a concert, you pay a cable bill, it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to crush them for the prices of the tickets. What I do care about, though, is experience. If I'm mm-hmm. going, you can't guarantee me a win. I'm not owed a win. I'm not even owed a good performance from the team, although I'd like to have a process that gives me a chance to see a team that puts the right product or a competitive product on the field. But I want an experience. And the opportunity to get food and drinks and all those things brought to me by a waiter or waitress, and I can just stand at the table, and the only thing I've got to worry about missing a play for is if I have to go to the bathroom. Like, that's a pretty
cool thing.
Sounds
pretty good, yeah.
There's only so many things they can do at FedEx. I will always say that, and while it sounds like a defense of the team, it's not my intention. I think that's a terrible stadium mm-hmm. that is necessarily nobody's fault who's there right now. Remember the history of that stadium. Jack Kent Cook built FedEx Field with his own money on a lot that he'd bought because he wasn't going to get money or didn't try to get money, I don't know which, from Maryland. We're talking about this now with Dan Snyder, right? So he decided, I'm going to buy a plot of land. The only place he could do that was out by US Air Arena out there at FedEx Field. So he purchased that land, and then he built the stadium as fast as possible. My understanding is they broke records at how fast they built that stadium for the size and scope of the stadium. Based on the fact, again, my understanding was he was not in great health. And so his goal was to have
this
thing
done,
built
yeah.
that they could play in this big, huge, new, awesome stadium, in his mind, so that he could see them play there. Ultimately, the stadium became Dan Snyder's, and you can certainly blame him for early on adding seats and doing a lot of things that didn't help the problem. But that stadium is actually, we can make a list of a million things that Dan Snyder's done terribly and that this organization has screwed up under his watch. I don't think FedEx Field is one of them. Now, it's a fair critique to say they have done a bad job at either keeping it up to date or whatever, because what I really think happened was, this was the Bruce Allen group, I believe they looked at upkeeping FedEx Field as like adding money to a home you were going to sell.
Sunk cost.
So you live in this house, you're moving soon. Soon could be 10 years, you know what I mean?
I was going to say, soon is as soon as they thought it
was.
But
they're like, are we really going to dump $22 million or a $50 million renovation? Or now we're going to be out of here soon enough. And the whole thing is just caving in around them. And it's like an eroding, molding, gross yeah. house that you have refused to fix. So more and more stuff is now crappy because you thought you weren't going to be there, and you ended up being there way longer than you ever thought.
And that's my counter, is that they haven't done everything they can to make it a nice place to
but
be.
But is that this group?
Yes, that's partly this group. Not all of it. Certainly, they can't. They're not responsible for 2013 maintenance that was deferred. They're not responsible for anything before they got here. What they are responsible for is, did you do everything you possibly could? I have no idea. I don't have a checklist in front of me. I'm not like a building inspector or a stadium inspector. I just know that I bet you somebody could have spent some money. Somebody could have had a budget item. And whether that's Snyder's call and Jason Wright's hamstrung or hands are tied, I have no idea.
Yeah, they should just dump, and I'm not smart enough to know what they're doing exactly,
right.
like $50 million into the rest of their time at that stadium mm-hmm. to make sure that no one dies, number one.
We shouldn't have to say that, but it's like on the table now.
Including Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And nobody gets wet from things leaking all over them next yes. year. And just basic stuff
that's
has
the
to
minimum
be done.
Standard. Yeah. So things need to work. So all the plumbing things, I don't know how to do plumbing, but you need a plumber for that. Someone who could do plumbing at a stadium level. That's not just you got to snake the latrine around the way. This is like something that's massive, a systemic type thing. That's going to cost a lot of money. I have no idea if they spend it or not. I don't have line items. I don't have receipts. I don't have an audit.
I have an idea though that, well, again, I don't know how they feel now, mm-hmm. right? But what I've based things on was they didn't resod the field in season for years and years and years. And I always thought that was outrageous. They finally started to do that. I think it was the end of Bruce Allen before this group. But even then, I mean, the resodding of the field was the base level necessity to get through a year with the least amount of torn ACLs on that crappy surface at FedEx Field, right? They didn't do that. And really what they should have done was invest a lot of money to actually dig 4 feet down and mm-hmm. Plant a lot of things and grow a lot of things, which guess what they did? This group finally did that before last year. And so those little types of things that I do know, where they were reluctant to spend the money even to resod, and they would hide behind, you know, Bruce Allen would say, well, we need a break in the schedule. It takes 3 weeks for the grass and 2 weeks for this and that. So some years he would say they couldn't do it for that reason. All of a sudden they started doing it almost every year whenever they'd have the most time in November into December.
Uh-huh.
But like this group basically spent an offseason, I think it was last offseason, where they just said, we're digging up major construction. Someone smarter than me would have to explain what happened. But several feet into the ground to make this field grow better and be the best possible.
Yeah, they use words like aeration. I'm like, totally.
And it seemed to work.
Yes, it did.
So that's an example, I would say, of mm-hmm. when we're saying fix basic things. All right.
That's one.
That's tangible. We can see that the last group didn't want to do that, and you did. So I wonder how many things like that
totally.
That we don't see they are doing.
Yeah, and again, it always goes back to the dynamic, right? Where Jason Wright's out front, he's speaking to things, and he's got a social media, and he's got microphones, and he could get in touch with whoever he wants.
He's got a microphone glass.
But like, how much is Snyder saying, you've got $500. You make it last. Like, how much is that? Or how much is Jason Wright empowered to do whatever he wants in terms of, you know, stadium logistics or getting people in and out or, you know, giving people those perks or, you know, getting rid of the, bringing those yards back that season ticket holders were accruing at one point. I have no idea. I have no idea what his mandate is. I have no idea if it's, if he's got unlimited resources to do whatever he wants. I have no idea if he's basically just trying to make chicken salad out of the expired peanuts. I have no clue.
You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. We weren't even necessarily talking about on field, do you feel better? But that in and of itself is a great conversation we could have at some point in the near future. Our buddy Guylo says, I feel no different. Last dying years of Gruden, we had a jagged quarterback, a bad defense, and the best players were McLaurin, John Allen, and Tressway. Anything different under Mr. MapQuest? Which is a funny way to refer to Riverboat Ron. But I did bring this up last week.
Yeah.
And I think this is a fairly damaging critique of this regime. Not Rivera specifically, but just larger the last couple years. Who are their best players on their team right now? On offense, it's Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin.
On defense, it's John Allen.
Yes.
You inherited both of those players. Rivera was hired by the then Redskins in January of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Yes.
We are halfway to January 23. I mean, you're talking about two football seasons, 2.5 years, 3 off seasons of running this thing, and your best player on offense, your best player on defense, your best player on special teams are all guys that were here when you got here. That's not great. Now, if it was Davante Adams or Aaron Rodgers on offense, if it was T.J. Watt on defense, of course, your best player is going to be that guy. That's not really the case.
No.
McLaurin has never been to a Pro Bowl, best player on offense. Allen just went to his first Pro Bowl, best player on defense. Tressway's way has been to one. He's a punter. Your best player on specials. But I don't even know how much competition there is.
Well, and you also don't want to start pulling the
thread. Third is Daron Payne, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, he was here. Or Montez Sweat, he was here.
Yeah. Do you want to start pulling the thread of who they did acquire? We could do that, because that doesn't look real good for the Rivera regime, other than, you know, Jamin Davis and William Jackson and Curtis Samuel, and you go down the line.
Well, hang on a second. Let's workshop this. Their best player is, are you going McLaurin or Allen?
McLaurin.
Okay, good. I love Terry. Second best player then is Allen.
Allen.
I would say Allen last year had a better season, but that's fine. Third best player.
I'm listening. I'm thinking. It's probably Daron Payne, unless it's Cam Curl.
Curl could be their guy to hang their hat on.
He's sneaky, really good.
He's theirs. Now Kyle Smith's department drafted him, but Ron Rivera oversaw that, and it was his first draft class when he was a seventh rounder. So you give them credit for that. But Payne and Sweat are in the top five.
Yes,
I would think you'd have Sweat over Young right now, right?
I would,
so
yeah.
If that's the case, at best, one of their five best players was brought in by you, and it's been 3 off seasons. Like, that's crazy. And it's, again, it's not like we're talking about stars you inherited, where you are the coach of the Vikings, and you've got Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. Like, well, no one's going to supplant them, because they're the best in the league at their position.
If Andy Reid retires and you walk in, yeah, you inherited Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah, okay, it ain't that.
It's not that at all. It should be really easy to start supplanting these guys with star players that you develop and groom or spent money on, and they just haven't done that. It's kind of revealing to think about. Nick's in Alexandria. What's up, Nick?
So, I'm meeting in the car. I heard you guys talking about the stadium.
Whoa, Nick.
You can't brush past that, Nick. Not with us.
Very important development here. What are you eating?
I'm eating some Belvita breakfast biscuits.
Belvita breakfast
Belvita, that's a B, Belvita.
Belvita.
Is this Belvita, like what they give you on a plane or something?
Yeah, it is. It is. So I snagged some from the office on my for my drive home.
Yeah, you know what these are. You give them in like two at a time in the little plane. They're those little cracker cookies.
Yeah, they're thin. They're not flat. They've got a third dimension, but it's not like a thick cracker. It's a long with the kind of the horseshoe shape at the top.
I'm looking. Is it the yellow packaging with like the vanilla wafer?
You are 100%. They are also delicious.
1.76 ounces, 7-Eleven. I can Amazon them right now for $1.76.
Did you go standard or blueberry?
Standard.
Standard. Yep.
Standard. I didn't go off the reservation with the blueberry.
I get you.
You know, it's just, yeah.
Now, can I get some health facts on this? What kind of like carb sugar situation? They're 230 calories per pack, I see. But what are we looking at in terms of sugar consumption?
Total fat, 8 grams. Mm-hmm. Saturated, 0.5, which is 3% of your daily value.
Okay.
Not the way I do it.
Total carbs are 35 grams, which is 13%.
That's tough.
And the total sugars are 11.
11 sugars is a lot of sugars. But I'll tell you what, I'm very fat, so that sounds wonderful. And grade them on a 20-80 scouting scale as a snack. This is not as a meal, just as a snack. 50 is average, 60 is plus, 70 is elite, 80 is a first all, best all time.
65.
Wow, that's very high.
It's got a good crunch to it.
Yep.
So the reason
it is, and when you want them, they satisfy, and you don't feel like a pig after eating them.
So that last part's important, but Danny, there's nothing that's a 65 that they're giving you for free on an airplane. That would be my counter argument.
Well, I think the best pretzels you could get on an airplane are probably 60s.
Pretzels are great, but they're not above a 60.
Yeah.
I mean, 65, we're talking about going to an all-star game, waving on the
pretzels
big screen
sweet,
at Dodger Stadium in mid-July.
These are sweet. These are sweet with just a little bit of sweetness. They take the edge off.
They're very good.
They are advertised as breakfast. Breakfast, you know, snacks. So they're versatile throughout the day. Kind of a jack-of-all-trades snack.
So I was going to grade them a true 50.
Jack-of-all-things.
I was going to give them a true 50. I'm going to bump them up 5 to a 55 based on the versatility of breakfast or lunch.
Yeah, I love the idea they just say we're breakfast, man. Like, how dare you? Like, that's ballsy.
Yeah, that's up to me to decide.
Right. I'll let you know what you are.
But, Nick, you called us. What do you got?
All right. So you were talking about the stadium and, you know, it brought something up. I work in commercial real estate. I was working for a general contractor a couple years, many moons ago, not many, but a little bit ago. And we got asked to go take a look at some work out at FedEx. Lifelong guy, you know, Redskins, you guys are talking about it. I'm stuck. It is what it is. But so we went and looked at this work, and another general contractor had it originally, and they walked off, and the organization was kind of, you know, poo-pooing them. So we go, we price it up, we do all of this. You're like, hey, it's always cool to do work, you know, at a stadium and the skins and all of that. And as an example, say the work costs $2 million, and a solid $2 million, you know, not gouging, but, you know, that's what it's going to cost. They come back and be like, well, can you do it for $1 million and we'll give you a discount on some luxury seats, luxury boxes. And so that's how they do business on the facility stuff. And then come to find out, nobody wants to do work for them because that's what they do. You give them a reasonable price. They come back with an obscenely low price. Oh, and then they weren't offering the luxury boxes. They were just offering you a discount to buy them from them. So they're going to pay you less than what it costs. And then want you to spend money on box seats.
Appreciate you.
Thanks,
buddy.
Dude. Good. First of all, good snack. Second of all, good info on the call. I mean, none of that surprises me, to be honest with you. And obviously, I can't prove any of that. And I have no idea. I haven't seen
it's
a report about it.
A person saying it.
But those sorts of, at that level, yeah, they're trying to win. I mean, we're a day removed from Snyder not liking a deal that he signed and agreed to and allegedly having men in his employ dump milk into the suite of the person he did business with that he didn't like. So yeah, none of that surprises me. When you get to that level of billionaire, that's the Tom Petty regime.
I still can't believe that story. It's amazing. But when I say I can't believe it, I don't mean literally because I totally believe that it happened. It's just one of those that it's an all-timer. On Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny, you can hit us up as we go to tell us things like this from Ulysses, I think is how you say it. Nats have not played the Rangers in Texas since 2005. Only city Zim never played in. Last trip to Texas supposedly was their first year ever in existence.
Tip of the cap for that nugget right there.
How about it? We're Grant and Danny on the Fan. We've got a couple of ideas for new segments we want to workshop and have you guys discuss amongst yourselves. Maybe we'll have you vote on via social media. We'll tell you about those next as we hit the heat of the summer here on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, this is The Fan. Ron Rivera's statement this week asked that we stop judging the team on the past, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing based on some of what he said before, but his statement was that they've made a lot of changes and things are going in the right direction, and he was brought in here to do two things, change the culture and win. He says he has already changed the culture, and next up is winning. We're asking you guys as fans if you see those changes, if you feel better about things. 800-636-1067. If you go to games, is the experience better? As a fan of this team, are you embarrassed less often? Are there less things that make you regret being a fan? And I would have to say, as an aside, that a lot of what constantly leads to the hard work you have to put in to just be a fan of the Commanders... Is Dan Snyder related based on transgressions of the past? So, again, you can't hang that on this group, but he is still the owner, and there's a very real question and a reality that is how much can really change as long as he's still running the operation based on everything we know and that has been alleged about the past. Let's go to Christian, who's in Richmond. What's up, Christian?
Hey, Christian.
Hey, guys. I always talk about the non-football stuff because y'all do a really good job of covering the football stuff. I'm focusing on Jason Wright. And what I don't understand is why he always gets a pass. Because, I mean, you look at the things. I'm a season ticket holder. I go to every game. You know, last year, the season ticket holder payment deadline was moved up 2 months. The wrong year's on the crest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this coming January, there's a whiteout game in January outside. When's the last time anybody saw a white winter coat? I mean, you know, these are things that have to go through him. And, you know, I mean, I go to every game, and I'll be honest, those games are miserable. I mean, you know, I dread the traffic. You know, I'm
was
in Richmond,
it any
so
better
I,
this year in the stadium? Was your experience better? Perks as a season ticket holder? The time you had at the stadium, did it improve?
No.
Did it get worse?
I mean, yes, it got worse. Because, I mean, the electronic ticketing was the problem because now the ushers can't check your tickets. And I have really good 50-yard line seats lower level. And people were, you know, bringing their girlfriends in and having sitting on their lap. And that... For a section that's already crowded, it was even more crowded.
Huh. Well, that, next button. I will say, that's a COVID-related issue that was dealt with in a lot of stadiums, you know?
The electronic ticket stuff,
yeah,
you mean?
Exactly. Yeah. That wasn't maybe a Commander's choice. I know that there are plenty of season ticket holders who, for many, many years, were collecting these yards, I think they were called, and you would be able to accumulate them, and it was for prizes, basically. So you could accumulate up to, like, 1,000 yards or... And then you would get to go to a meet and greet, or you would get to kick a field goal at halftime, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the changes that they made, the yards just disappeared. Like when the last group left that was doing this thing, all of the effort you'd put in and the yards you'd compiled were just gone, and it was a nothing burger at that point. So there were things like that where the carryover should have been smoother, or maybe they should have thought more about those things. But specific to Jason Wright, I find him to be likable, and I think that's probably why. If you are deeming it as him getting a pass, I think that's probably why. He has people skills. He's a decent human being. He can converse with you. He's
not Bruce Allen.
He's easy to like. Yeah. You know, he says hi when he walks past you. Right. He remembers your name. Those types of things matter. And so whether that's fans who have one great experience with him and say something nice, or media members who engage with him, he's a decent person. So you give him the benefit of the doubt.
And it's always hard to tell, too, exactly who's what's call, right? Or, you know what I mean? What's what? Like,
yeah, on his watch, the Taylor tribute, the wrong ears on the crest, the name change rollout that some people didn't like.
Right, that feels like his, you know, or his office. But, like, how specifically? Did they run out of hot dogs in one section? Is that Jason Wright's fault? I don't know. I don't know how stuff works. Football-wise, I can tell you it's Ron Rivera. It starts, stops, and continues with him each and every time. It's all at his behest. The other stuff is more complicated, but Wright does oversee it.
I think that stadium-related stuff on game day, I have a hard time pinning on him, whether that's water coming out of the roof or anything else.
Things breaking.
That stadium has stunk for so long, and even Dan Snyder himself didn't build that thing. He inherited that, and that's one of their biggest issues. 800-636-1067, if you want to join us. Ron Rivera says, just judge us on our time here over the last couple of years, so we are trying to do that. Do you feel better? Do you feel like things are improving for you as a fan? That is the question. Plus, trying to figure out something fun to have Ryan do next week. We'll dive into that next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.